This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in. You are listening to the weekend edition of the KE Report. My name is Corey Fleck, and I'm your host for the first hour. I want to first thank everybody for tuning in, and thank all of you, our dedicated listeners, who tune in on a daily basis on our website, as well as email me. I keep on receiving a lot of emails, and I do my best to get back to all of you, and I do my best to follow up with all of the companies and the questions that you send me. So please, everyone, keep those questions coming. Just as a note, too, this weekend show, I'm recording some extended segments that will be posted all on our website and podcast for all of you listening on the radio. Please visit either our podcast or our website to listen to the full segments. Let's get right into this show because it was a very interesting week for a wide range of markets. I'm kicking off the first segment here with Rick Bensignor. He writes the Bensignor Investment Strategies newsletter. And Rick, I need to start off here with the U.S. equity markets. It was a week full of actually pretty bad economic data, especially looking at those job numbers. But the U.S. equity markets right now, it takes bad news as good news because it seems like they are anticipating what the Fed might do. We're not going to just talk about the Fed because I do first want to just touch on the moves that we saw. The S&P up about 5% this week. It bounced right off, very close to that March low. What's your outlook for U.S. equities? Is this strength going to continue?
I think, Corey, well, first of all, thanks for having me back. Always enjoy talking with you. And this week was a phenomenal week for the market. When you look at the gap up that we saw on, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So it was, Tuesday morning that we gapped up and it opened on the low in the S&P and just flew. And then just kind of kept doing it all week to even close fairly strong today, off the highs of the day, but still, you know, a very impressive week. And, you know, with the S&P going out at just about 2873, we're so close now in percentage terms to all-time highs. It's amazing how much, you get a turnaround and a psychological shift in the market take place as quick as it did.
So, Rick, what do you think about all this negative news that is actually driving markets higher? It's kind of a contradiction, especially when on Friday markets moved up and the VIX moved up.
Yeah, you know, as you said, just to start things off here, right now bad news is good news because it just increases the chances, I think, as far as the market's concerned, that the Fed will lower rates and reverse course of the, 4 rate hikes that we've seen. But, you know, once you start getting into the scenario of bad news is good news, it becomes much harder to play the game. Because if bad news is good news and good news is good news, everything kind of says, okay, it's good news. The market's going to keep going. But you know that can't last. So given the type move we've seen already, investors are going to start questioning, have we moved too much to the upside and essentially erased the last couple of weeks' movements? You know, the spike, the move down, that was the predominant part of the last week, week and a half coming into this week, and then this week's sharp move higher. So part of it is, you know, what's the psychology behind this move? Is it that the Fed will, in fact, lower rates? If we'll get to the bond market, but, you know, the bond market is pretty much telling the Fed you have to, considering where 10 years are and the 2 years. And even the shorter end, if you go down to, you know, 30-day and 90-day pieces of paper, it's basically saying to the Fed, we fully priced in that you are cutting. And it doesn't mean Jay Powell and his crew has to do that, but the marketplace is really, in this case, almost forcing the Fed to make the move. So we'll talk about that in a sec when we get to the bond market. Going back to the stock market, and I'll tell your listeners, you know, as somebody who consults to the institutional community, we look at the S&P always. We never look at the Dow to explain what the market's doing. The S&P is what more portfolio managers are benchmarked than any other index. There's hardly a portfolio manager out there who's benchmarked to the Dow. So pardon me if you're Dow-less or Dow followers, but I'm going to talk in S&P 500 terms because that's what I watch very closely, and that's what the institutional community follows. So even if you are a Dow follower, I would tell you start looking at the S&P, kind of get to know those numbers too. So this week's low in the S&P was just 0.3% away from the bottom of the March decline, which was also kind of a quick one-week sell-off. This sell-off that we that bottomed on Monday this week has been a little bit longer because it went back to pretty much May 1st when we made the all-time highs. But the point here is that we had a 2720 downside target for this move, so it missed by, like I say, a third of a percentage point. I think 2729 was the low on Monday. And now we've come all the way back and, you know, closed. So in round numbers, if we're at 2875 and the all-time highs were at 2950, we're talking 75 points. It's about, what, 2.5%, give or take, from all-time highs. Pretty tough to argue that, A, the economy is bad. B, that, and this is something that we've talked about all year, and you know this because I think we last spoke in April. Since early January, we have told clients that December low was not just the trading low, but the low for all global major equity markets. And I will stick by that, that nothing has changed. The sell-off that we just saw, we've erased almost all of the sell-off. The market is much stronger, not just because of this week, but in general, much stronger than most people anticipated. And there are so many portfolio managers and individual investors who missed the entire 2019 up move because of that December decline, that have the media saying bear market, the S&P has moved down 20%, the NASDAQ's moved down 23%. And people tend to get stuck on what they hear on TV. So much so that it really often affects their emotions and their way of thinking because there's so many people who are kind of pounding the same story. And the thing is that this was, as far as I'm concerned, never a bear market. I don't care if we crossed 20% or not. In fact, the S&P went 19.8%, so it didn't. But 20% is an artificial number to say, oh, it's in a bear market. None of this type of counting or determining if you're in a bull or bear market by some percent ever existed, you know, more than 25, 30 years ago. And some article somebody wrote talked about, well, a bear market is pulling back 20% from a high. And all of a sudden Wall Street picks up on this and starts, and the media picks up on this. But the way we looked at the decline, we had, that was the Christmas, that bottomed at Christmas time. We were telling clients, this is downside exhaustion. This is like as bad as things get. And with everybody hopping on board the story of the bear market, that's what helped us by January 10th get everybody back in and say, this thing's, you know, going to move well higher. You've got so many people who have sold out near the lows and will be afraid to come back in. And that's what's allowed us to really capture the bulk of our profits this year, you know, have been on the long side. We do both long and short ideas across all markets. And at least on the equity side, we've made, you know, the bulk of our money being long and riding our positions.
Rick, it's great having you on the show. Thanks for kicking off the first hour. And if anybody wants more information on Rick's letter, the Ben Senior Investment Strategies, please email me at fleck@kereport.com, and I'm happy to put you in touch with Rick. And
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the KE Report. I hope everybody enjoyed that first segment that I got to spend with Rick Bensignor. Now I am chatting with a favorite of a lot of our listeners on the site, Trader Vic Sparandio. And Trader Vic, just a quick comment regarding the markets and this increased volatility. As a trader, how do you like more volatile markets and how do you manage to make money during them?
Well, every trader has to like volatility. because not necessarily, now again we have to define, so trader is different than say a hedge fund that has many positions and long and shorts, and you know, a trader is somebody that comes in and plays it day to day. That's what I used to do, and then I shifted to more hedge fund like strategies, which were intermediate trends. But if you're trading, which implies a volatility in the last week or so, you know, the day trading stuff and the dailies, they're really printing press money for traders. But you just got to follow rules. You know, you got to, it's all momentum. And if the markets are going up, you're long and you have certain, I don't want to necessarily throw out a whole list of rules because it gets a little complicated, but you could make it that, you know, if the 15-minute bar chart is up and this second one is up, I'm giving you just a simple example, and you go long and you don't get out until you have a 15-minute bar chart that basically breaks the low of where it came from. Now, if you follow that rule and you said, okay, I'm going to trade on that basis, willing to get whipsawed once in a while, you would make a huge amount of money in the last week and a half. So I'm simplifying. I'm just saying day trading stuff is following rules. I want to pound the table on that. Now, you can develop your own momentum rules because sometimes you use an oscillator to tell you when they're oversold and then you're looking for a buy. But you can't really make money as a trader if the market is stable and quiet. You know what I mean? You can make money as an investor or even a speculator playing the intermediate trends. So it's all defining what you want to do. But volatile markets are great for traders.
Yeah, I've heard that before, and it is all about just sticking to your rules, and you can make some very nice money just trading these swings. Some conversations I had already this week is with some of these fund managers that have been loving this volatility, buying the dips and selling the rips, as Dana Lyons says. Now, let's also talk about the trade wars, Trader Vic. I know that you have some comments on this, and these headlines involving the trade wars have dominated market moves. Now, they've been short-term market moves because we haven't really gotten any deal signed or really any clarity into any progress being made, but we get some optimistic comments like this week with people in the U.S. saying that the tariffs on Mexican products will be pushed back or might be pushed back, but there's still the whole question between U.S. and China. Where do you stand? What do you think about these trade wars?
I have strong feelings on this, which I can discuss, and this is more important for your listeners who are not sitting in front of a machine and day trading, like in the late 90s, where that was a lot of people started to do that. But anyway, take China, which is the most important one. They've taken the tactic that they are and become belligerent. So they're not going to fold. And originally, Xi Jinping was working with Trump through their negotiator, who's educated here in the U.S. And then the Politburo, which is the Communist Party. And I think if you're thinking China, you got to remember they're a communist country run by the Communist Party. It's about 40 people, a little less. And they dominate, and they overrule Xi Jinping by a long shot. He's a figurehead. He can't do what he wants to do if the Communist Party doesn't back him. So they've taken a strong tactic because their business model is we've got to sell stuff that we produce and steal technology because, the reason they have to steal it is they don't have an entrepreneurial system to develop technology. Because really, understand that when you're a communist party, you own nothing. You borrow things, you rent them like money, but you own no consumer goods. You own no money. If the if the Communist Party wants to take your money, they knock on your door and they say, we are taking your money and your assets and there's nothing you can do because they own no property rights. See, now people get so confused because they don't understand that system. But the Communists, the Chinese understand that. That's why they're trying to desperately get their money out of China. And they go, actually, 25% of Vancouver, where you're located, is Chinese for that very reason. So they make their money, but the key is getting it out so they can get away from, you know, keep the money they have. So let's just say this, and this, I'll pound the table on this. This is a 99% shot. There will not be a trade deal with China, period.
Ever?
There's always a 1%. Pardon me?
Ever? You mean there will not be a trade deal this year?
No, I will say, till the election, what they're betting on is that what they're going to do is try to help the Democrats throw Trump out. He's their problem. So they're going to stick it out until the election. Now, after the election, if they lose, meaning if Trump wins, then they will, I think, have to take a different tact. Because if he puts tariffs on the full boat, which is what he's threatening, they are toast. The Chinese cannot win this battle. Can't. So, but right now they're gambling they can win for the next year and a quarter. So they're opting to fight Trump, try to get him out of power, get the next sucker in, you know, a Biden, and they can manipulate Biden all day long. I mean, these people are extremely smart. I'm not saying that they're brilliant people, and they have a long-term plan, and they don't have issues with, you know, the Democrats blocking what they want to do. They do what they want to do, and therefore they have a tremendous advantage. But it is still a communist country. You got to remember that. But the big call is, forget a deal with China in the short run. I feel very strongly about that. It's a 99% bet.
Well, a lot to unpack there, but we definitely have started to see the markets in a wide range of sectors discount the upcoming Fed rate cut and what looks like two rate cuts this year. It's now just comes down to timing and the follow through, I think more importantly, of what happens to U.S. markets. The bond market has already just showed us so much about how tough the Fed of a position they are in. Unfortunately, we are out of time here, Trader Vic, but it's great having you on the show. I love hearing all of your updates and how you also wind in politics to the market moves. Trader Vic, great having you on the show. Have a great rest of your weekend.
You too. Thank you.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says he won't impose tariffs on goods imported from Mexico on Monday because Mexico has, quote, agreed to take strong measures to stop the flow of Central American migrants into the United States. Among those measures, the deployment of National Guard troops throughout the country. especially on the southern border with Guatemala. Mexico's ambassador to the United States, Martha Barcina.
The United States and Mexico commit to a Mexican enforcement search.
The U.S. also agreed to contribute more to development assistance, not just in Central America, but also in southern Mexico. That's also funding that the Trump administration recently cut off. But Mexico insisted that the U.S. contributes to the root cause, poverty and violence, which is why people are trying to get to the United States. This is USA Radio News.
Hey guys, your prostate should be the last thing on your mind, but the fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart, visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Oh, welcome back. Continuing to listen to the first hour of the weekend edition of the KE Report. In this segment, we're going to switch focus a little bit and dive more into the cannabis sector. As I've had a couple interviews throughout the last about month and a half and have now even chatted or I've sat through a lot of meetings with cannabis companies trying to get a grasp on which ones have the right strategy and which companies could become almost market dominant players, I am chatting with Shad Broderick. He writes the Marijuana Millionaire Portfolio. It's a new newsletter that has come out. And Sean, I've been following along. You've been recommending some very interesting companies. And touching back on some of the meetings I've had with cannabis companies, one thing is for sure that a lot of these companies have money. But again, I've sat through a lot of these meetings where it doesn't seem like a lot of these companies have a defined strategy of how they're going to take hold of this market and sector. They're seeing the opportunities, but they don't exactly know or have a dedicated plan on how to attack certain areas of this sector. What do you go about looking for when you look into some of these marijuana companies?
Actually, that's a great question. And one other thing that I'll tell people to look out for is those companies that are fighting last year's war. You still see some companies racing to build out production, which is what I think that they shouldn't be doing. Now, if they've already committed to it, of course, they shouldn't stop halfway. But if you see anybody announcing like they have a new build out that's just starting, that's probably not going to help them in the future. So let me use that as a way to springboard to what I am looking for. As like you said, one thing is I want those companies that can do value added to cannabis, because at some point it is going to be legal and a lot of cannabis is going to be imported from Colombia. Many people won't actually remember this, but when I was younger, there used to be farms that would grow flowers by the side of the road. And those would end up in the stores and stuff. Now those flowers mainly come from South America. They're grown down there because it's so much cheaper. We're going to see the same thing with cannabis. So those companies that are depending primarily on growing a lot of marijuana will face some interesting challenges down the road. Those companies you want to look for are those that have something else to offer on this. Some of the ones that I invest in are those companies that, for example, they are finding much better ways to put cannabis into food. Now, you may know that the U.S. FDA won't allow people to put cannabis into food, but those rules will change. And so one of the problems with the way that like cannabis is put into food now is it has to be processed through your liver because it's large molecules. And so therefore after you eat it, it takes at least 45 minutes for it to work through your liver, then enter your system. However, there are new ways of processing it, which is just breaking it down into very, very small particles, which then spreads more evenly through the food. And so you can turn out a food product that is absorbed directly into your bloodstream. So it affects you in about 10 minutes, you know, about the same as, say, alcohol. And so there are companies out there now working on that. And so that will really improve their picture going forward if they can bring that to bear. The other thing would be those companies that are going to forego the cannabis plant entirely. And this may sound like science fiction, but again, an example would be aspirin. It used to be that to get anything like aspirin, you used to have to go harvest tree bark. Well, you don't do that anymore. How do we get aspirin? It's made in a factory. There's no reason THC, CBD, CBN, the other things that we look for in a cannabis plant can't be made in a factory. And so what they're doing now is they're genetically altering yeast to produce those things. And so soon we'll have factory grade, pharmaceutical grade, THC, CBD, and more coming along at a very fast pace. And again, that's going to really cramp the style of those companies that have to wait for cannabis to grow and then harvest it and process it, you know, so that's going to be problematic for them. That technology already exists, by the way. The problem is actually making it economical. So those are the kinds of things I look for, but just generally speaking, what I look for is those companies that have something different to offer, that they aren't just there to grow pot. They have something that actually gives them an edge, because as the laws change, we are going to see many mergers and acquisitions in the industry, and those companies that will be snapped up are those that have something to offer to a larger competitor or to some company that has no cannabis exposure now but wants to be in that sector. So look for those companies that have something extra.
So, Sean, also, what about these companies, and it's a trend that I've heard from a number of these companies, that they're trying to build a brand. To me, it makes sense. You know what? If it is such a new industry, and if you can establish a brand, then you can become a market player, especially when you go through some of this M&A activity. There are these companies that are already going through this M&A activity, but it's hard to build a brand. So are you attracted at all to these companies that seem to be building out product lines without any of the kind of supporting sales quite yet?
Well, it is an interesting aspect of the business, and I have to tell you, when I was at a cannabis conference in like Toronto, half the focus seemed to be on CBD, and the other half seemed to be on branding. Companies really interested in branding. Some companies are out there trying to build a brand that I wouldn't touch with a 10-foot pole. You know, I mean, I can think of one guy who's Instagram star, and he has chicks all around him and all this stuff, and he's trying to build a brand as, you know, some kind of cannabis brand. It's like, good luck. An interesting aspect of that is that anybody can build a brand. Mike Tyson has his own cannabis brand, and he has a cannabis-themed destination ranch in California, and I was at a huge cannabis store in Las Vegas, and they had a display of his marijuana he sells along with his boxing gloves. So he's trying to use his in-ring persona to build his brand. Willie Nelson has a brand. There are brands out there. And Yeah, I think that there could be some serious brand building going on right now. But one thing we have to remember is when the big companies move in, right, like, say, the Mondelez, which is the company that makes Oreos, right, they are talking about CBD snacks. And so I imagine they will do CBD snacks, but you can bet that there are alcohol and tobacco companies out there already thinking about how are we going to build the best marijuana brand? How are we going to build the best cannabis brand? And they will have the opportunity to sweep the table and just scoop up these small companies. That doesn't mean that those small companies that are trying to build brands are actually doing anything futile. Not at all. They just have to be interesting enough and build enough of a brand that when those big companies do decide to lay down the cash, they're the ones that get scooped up. Now, there are ways companies can hurt their brand, generally by putting out inferior products, and we've already seen that happen here and there. But then they can also rescue themselves by picking up someone who's known for a high-quality brand. I think branding will be very important going forward. And I don't think you should bet on any one company. I think you should bet on a whole bunch of different companies, because when that merger and acquisition wave comes, you will want to own a whole bunch of them. And, yeah, look for those that are actively promoting branding. What are they going to do next? How are they going to set themselves apart? Now, if they're going to be the brand for rich idiots, which is at least one brand I can think of, I don't think that's a very successful brand. But I think Willie Nelson could do quite well with his brand and stuff. Tommy Chong could do well with his brand. There's a whole bunch of different brands out there that actually could do very well, and they'll probably be scooped up when the big merger and acquisition wave comes along.
All right, John, great chatting with you. Next time we chat, maybe we will get into a couple companies that you do like. But in the meantime, if anybody has any companies that they've either made money in or they find interesting and unique, please comment or even better, email me, fleck@kereport.com, and I am happy to put those in front of Sean, and maybe we'll even discuss them on an upcoming segment. Sean, great chatting
with you. That would be a lot of fun.
Yeah, thanks for thanks. Taking some time this weekend, buddy. Have a good weekend.
Sure, bye-bye.
For listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Welcome back here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition of the KE Report. I'm happy to introduce a new guest on the show, a guest that is going to focus on the resource sector for us. His name is Matt Geiger. He is the managing partner and founder of MJG Capital. Matt is a fund manager focused on the resource sector. And Matt, I have to say, we've chatted a couple times and you are younger, which is very nice to see for the resource sector, especially in the money management side, simply because I know a lot of the diehard metals investors have only seen this sector get older, and a lot of young people focus, quite frankly, on different sectors. You launched MJG Capital back in 2011, which, in all fairness, probably not the best time to launch a resource fund, but you've managed to make a very nice name for yourself. The fund is still up and running. The fund has many very happy shareholders, I know, because that's how I was introduced to you. Can you take us through, please, just how you got, let's say, sucked into the mining industry back in 2011 and why you stayed in it through this downturn?
Absolutely. Well, it's a pleasure to be on with you, Corey, on the KE Report. Yes, I do have a bit of a circuitous route towards the junior mining space. I grew up in Silicon Valley, and as you mentioned, I am a younger guy, just 27 years old. Growing up, I had no connections to the industry. So, you know, no father or grandfather, you know, managing companies or investing in the space. I was kind of born and bred in tech territory, as you could call it. I think, you know, I was attracted to the space for a few reasons. The first is that during my formative investment years, you know, as I started putting money to work in sixth and seventh grade, of course, very small sums, but just starting to indoctrinate myself to the market. That was right at the beginning stages of the 2002 to 2007 commodity boom. So I learned pretty quickly how, when things go right, how much money can be made in this space, and that definitely attracted me. Additionally, you know, I'm a big fan of anthropology and history, do a tremendous amount of reading. And I do have a strong belief that globally we are living in an unsustainable manner. I'm not predicting a, you know, natural resource shortage apocalypse starting tomorrow or anything like that. But I do believe that we are in a world where, on one hand, we have global population growing at an exponential rate. We've added 2 billion people in just the past 100 years. And it took human history close to 200,000 years to add our first 2 billion. So even if you take a step back, global population is growing extremely quickly. And then on the other hand, consumption on a per-person basis is also growing on an exponential basis. And I understand those of us in the developed world who are already living a pretty privileged life have maybe tapped out on our overall resource consumption, and further per capita increases in spending will go to services and brand products. But for the majority of the world, you know, the middle 60%, you know, they're still trying to live like us. And, you know, your average person who's not in the top 20% of consumption is consuming one-tenth the amount that we are. And I do view that gap will be closing in the coming years. So global population growing exponentially, consumption per person growing exponentially, that's not sustainable. We have a finite amount of resources on this planet. Again, I'm not expecting a global apocalypse, you know, in the near term. But I do think in real terms, natural resources in the coming decades and over the rest of my life will become more and more important to your average person, because right now it's at the very back of people's minds. Additionally, I believe that volatility and cyclicality are viewed by most investors as something to avoid and something to run away from. I do think if you have the right temperament and the right approach, you can actually turn those two things to your advantage and use them as a way to actually profit. And so, yes, I've, you know, gained some scar tissue over the past few years, especially between 2012 and 2015, which was a brutal bear market. But because of the fund structure, we were able to stay intact and deploy capital in a down cycle. And over the past few years, things have improved markedly, and I still think that there is a good 3 to 5 years to come here, though there will be turbulence. So bit of a circuitous route. You know, the mining industry is old and stodgy. at least that's how it's viewed by people in my generation. But to me, you know, I view that as an opportunity. I'm a contrarian by nature. And I'm looking forward to being in this space for decades to come, and think there's a great opportunity to make a name for myself and to make some good money for the MJG Limited Partners.
I like what you had to say there, Matt, about embrace volatility and embrace that riskiness of what is a resource sector that has been, yeah, under a bit of pressure. But from what I understand, MJG has done actually quite well. Let's also talk about how the fund is structured. You alluded to it there, but can you discuss the focus of the fund when it comes to companies and when it comes to how you invest in these companies?
Sure. So it's a full natural resource focus. At the moment, I would say about 80% of the portfolio is focused on metals and mining. We only buy equities, so we don't buy physical commodities of any kind. Over the long term, natural resource equities have proven to outperform physical commodities by a long shot. There's actually this really compelling chart shared by Jeremy Grantham in the past couple of years that shows that the real price of copper, aluminum, lead, zinc, are either flat or negative over the past 80 years. Whereas if you look at the diversified miners over that same period that comprise the S&P 500, they're up 8.6%, I believe, per annum on a compound basis. So big equity risk premium there. It's definitely, if you're investing over longer periods of time, worth buying the high quality equities and not physical metals. So we focus exclusively on the equities. We also have some exposure to farmlands, aquaculture, water, no forestry exposure at the moment, but that's an option as well. So it really has to be natural resource focused. I want to put money into the building blocks of our 21st century life. And I do have a bias towards the metals that help us live our lifestyle. Gold, actually, funny enough, is my least favorite metal, even though we do have gold exposure. But I'm biased against gold because, you know, 90% of gold demand either goes to fear, which would be, you know, gold bullion or you know, ETFs, or vanity, which is jewelry. So I like stuff with industrial applications. In terms of positions, we keep a very concentrated portfolio, say 15 to 25 names at any given time. I think especially in this early stage industry, you have to assume that the majority, if not vast majority, of companies are uninvestable, and you really need to handpick the very, very cream of the crop. And so there's over 2,000 juniors out there spread amongst, you know, the Canada, Australia, United States, UK, there's a few there as well. And so, you know, we're holding what I view as the top 1% or even less than that. In terms of how we initiate positions, it really depends on market conditions. Over the past year, we've almost exclusively been doing private placements, and that's mainly to take advantage of the weakness that we've seen really since the spring of 2018, you know, up until spring of this year. It was really 12 months of pain for most of the industry. If we do buy companies on the open market, and, you know, our most recent big open market purchase was Adriatic Metals back in August of 2018, and that's still a holding of ours. You know, I want to see a company that's very well cashed up with no need to come back to market for at least 12 months. And I want to see that company be able to complete one, two, or even three major catalysts before they'll next have to finance. Otherwise, I'd rather just sit on my hands. Even if I really like the company management, the story, I'd rather sit on my hands and wait for the next placement, and then see what the terms are and then go from there. So pretty discerning, in terms of, you know, the positions we choose and then also the timing and whether we want to get in, you know, through buying on the open market, or show patience and wait for the placement and see if we can get some added leverage through the warrants that are generally included.
Now, that's also just such a function of this market, though, isn't it? You don't need to be in a rush to buy a lot of these companies. You can sometimes wait for better terms for a private placement, and you also have time to do your due diligence. All right, Matt, we're going to have to wrap it up here, but great having you on the show. Thanks for sharing some of your insights on the market and what has made your fund successful in this tough market. It is all about discipline, but it sounds like you have a pretty good focus on what actually matters, management, money, project. It's pretty straightforward. You just need to do your due diligence there. Matt, great having you on the show. As I said, everyone, thank you for tuning in on this weekend show. Please keep all the comments and emails coming, and make sure you check out the website on a daily basis for all our market commentary and our company updates. Matt, everyone else, please have a great rest of your weekend.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.